It's time for the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor. And I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel. And every weekend, we're here, we're doing life together, and we're really glad that you've joined us.
That's right, Dr. Linda. We were discussing before the show, can you tell someone happy weekend?
You can. Okay. So happy weekend.
Happy weekend to you, too.
I think that's a phrase we can use.
Right.
Here's something I want to ask you about. Do you think there's a big difference between 99% and 100%?
Depends.
1%. If someone is 99% committed to something versus 100%, does that make a difference?
Yeah, but I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. What about if you're 99% confident for a job interview or something versus 100%? Does that make a difference?
Maybe a little bit. I'll still take it.
Let me push this a little bit more. If I gave you a glass of milk that was 99% milk and 1% motor oil, would that make a difference?
That's a little different. I may try it the first time.
Oh, my gosh, you would?
Of course not. No,
do not drink motor oil, Chris. That is not a good thing. Now, most of us wouldn't drink that.
No.
What about if I gave you a spoonful of honey that was 99% honey and 1% vinegar? Would it taste different?
Different.
It would.
Right.
Sometimes a 1%. Makes a big difference in the way things taste or the way we behave or the way we commit to something. Well, today we're going to talk about something that's related to that. Sometimes there's just a small percentage of the truth that we're telling and the rest of it can be lies.
I see. Now that does change things.
So we're going to talk about what some people call white lies, and many people tell them in our culture. And in fact, a lot of people don't think it's a big deal to tell a lie. There were a couple of researchers who said that most Americans tell at least 1 to 2 lies a day. Did you know that?
1 to 2 a day.
1 to 2 a day, most Americans. And I'm going to guess that Christians aren't exempt from that. We're probably falling into that as well, thinking that lying is not a real problem. How about with your kids, Chris? Have you ever said to your little girls, well, we're not going to watch Frozen again because Elsa's sleeping?
I can see how we would be tempted to tell that lie. We generally don't get into that type of thing with our kids because, first of all, they can see through it.
Oh.
And second of all, it just feels like you're lying to them. But concerning that movie, yes. If we were going to lie, that would be the time to do it.
Can you hear Let It Go one more time?
Yeah.
When that movie came out, I thought if I heard one more person singing that song, I was going to have a crazy spit. Sometimes what we do is we use that as a way of getting out of something. I know the ice cream truck used to come in our neighborhood, and it was there all the time. And the kids would hear it. And I would hear some of the parents say, oh, the ice cream truck's out of ice cream. We can't have any today. And my kids would go, no, it's not. My mom says they've got the ice cream over there. So that didn't always work too well with the kids. You and I have a list that our producer found of common lies that people tell their kids. Here's the first one. If you take a nap now, we'll go to the park when you wake up.
Yep. Sounds like a popular one.
Wouldn't be a problem if you actually went to the park.
You have to go to the park.
Yeah.
Check this one out. Every time you brush your teeth do a little dance of joy. And you can't see or feel this, but it's magic.
I've never heard that one.
I haven't either. Right. Babies come from a stork.
Now, you have a story about that because you just had a baby, Matthew. What was Matthew's weight when he was born?
8 pounds, 6 ounces.
So he was
something.
A good-sized boy. You have 2 daughters who obviously had a little brother come. So what did you tell them?
They know that he came from inside of Sharon.
Okay.
Outside of that, he started in the baby shop in heaven. And I don't know where we got that. Julianne just said that one day. I said, well, we'll stick with that.
So that's a little bit of a white lie.
That's a white lie from
that
somewhere,
that would be a white lie. Mm-hmm. Confession is good for the soul. Well, here's another one. I don't have any games on my phone. I know a lot of parents use this because parents are handing kids their phone. They're feeling guilty about it.
Right.
And then they're coming up with excuses not to let the child have the phone.
And we don't do that. We don't give them the electronics.
You know. It's definitely recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics not mm-hmm. to give your phone just as a way of babysitting your child.
This one came in. We're not sure what it means, but it says, hey, there's a meeting at McDonald's today, so they're closed.
I actually have heard that one before because the parents didn't want to go to McDonald's.
What meeting are they having in McDonald's?
I don't know. The kids never asked. The one time right. I heard it, the kids went, oh, okay. How about this one? The car won't start unless everyone is all buckled up.
Right, yeah. Now, you could say that. We are not moving until we're all buckled up. That would be true.
Yeah. How about we'll come back later and buy it?
Or versions of that. Yeah. We'll think about it, sure.
How about we're not going to sleep, we're just resting our eyes. I think guilty on that one a little bit. And then the common one, Santa won't come if you don't go to sleep.
It's common knowledge. Santa is not coming if you're awake. So is that still a lie?
What, does Santa really come?
I don't know. Still working through that.
Boy, we could do a lot of shows on this. Okay. Right, yeah. If you cross your eyes, they'll get stuck like that.
Right. We've all heard that.
We wanted to give you a lot of these because we want you to think, do I do that? I have to say I'm guilty of a couple of those. We're going to explore today this area of white lies. And it almost seems like it's harmless. But we really need to be thinking about what are we teaching our kids? Mm-hmm. How are we handling our kids? Are we just doing this in order to get them to behave or to stop a bad behavior? Is lying a good idea anytime? Mm-hmm. And then we can move away from kids to adults. Adults tend to tell lies to each other as well.
So how bad are we?
Well, I think if we start looking around us at the elections and what's going on at the political season this whole year, we can see evidence of lots of lying going on, more than that 1 to 2 that right. each American is doing.
The 1 to 2 lies a day is on a non-election year.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. So there is a lot going on in terms of what adults are saying to each other and what we're saying to our kids. We want to get rid of the idea of a white lie. A lie is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to ask you, though, you were telling us one time on another show mm-hmm. that you made metalwork for your mom. We're going back to your mother. It always goes back to the mother,
oh,
right?
Oh, great, yes.
Okay, so you always gave her these gifts. And do you think that your mom was telling the truth? Did she always say she loved it?
Actually, they were made from copper. And it was just these things that I made 1 year for Christmas. And she thought they were fantastic and hung them on the wall and all of that. Did she think they were really cool? We'll never know.
We should call her up and ask
her,
was that a white lie or was that truth?
We should put these on the internet. We'll take pictures and then you can decide for yourself.
You can decide for yourself.
Was Chris's mom lying or not?
Here's one that people say often, and I've heard this a lot and wondered, when people are late to your house,
right.
It's always, oh, traffic. There was all this traffic. That's why I'm late.
See, I've got family in Northern Virginia. I was actually headed out to see somebody else, and I was going to be miserably late. And they said, oh, just tell them it was traffic.
See?
Because up there it could have been. They were like, oh, just say traffic.
A University of New England professor, his name is David Livingston Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he says, though. Part of becoming socialized is learning how to lie in expected and acceptable ways.
Oh, wow.
If you aren't capable of concealing truth, you're not going to thrive in human society.
What have we become?
That is terrible. Do you think that's true? I cannot believe that that's true.
So in order to become a useful part of society is what he's saying.
Yeah, you have to lie.
You have to be able to lie your way through it.
Well, we are just not going to accept.
No, not today.
That professor's idea, because we're going to take a different track with this.
That's right. We are talking about little white lies today on the Dr. Linda Show. And after this break, we're going to find out how to stop. Aren't we, Dr. Linda?
We are.
We can stop, right?
We can.
Okay. We'll be right back. And that's the truth.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
Being a generous person can have big benefits for you. Giving your time or your money or even your talent to someone else can obviously help the receiver. But did you know that being generous can roll some positive benefits back on you? This is Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here to share some of the benefits of generosity. Lower blood pressure, reduced stress, a better mood, and even longer life have been identified as benefits of being generous. That's right, physical and mental improvements for you just because you choose to extend something to someone else. What can you give? Your time, your talent, your support. Oh, and yes, your money. You see, hoarding money like Scrooge may seem good for your wallet, but it's not so great for your health. One recent study actually showed that stingy behavior increases stress. So take a minute and just ask, what do I have that I can share? Then be generous and see how good you feel when you share something you have with someone else.
Hi, I'm Chris Weigel, co-host of the Dr. Linda Mental Show. And if you want to share a thought with Dr. Linda, just tweet at Dr. Linda Mental. Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and we are so glad to have you back. We missed you during the break.
Chris, what are you doing?
Dr. Linda, that was an example of one of the white lies that I see all over social media, Facebook and that type of thing. Everyone always says they miss all of their Facebook friends, but the truth is we occasionally might think of some of our good friends here and there from miles away or old college buddy, but we often say, I miss you, or I was going to call you, when we really haven't been thinking that much of that person.
You mean to the 1,500 friends we have on Facebook?
Right, yeah.
You're not thinking
right.
about them. I know. This is one that Christians really need to think about. I was very convicted of this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever found yourself saying, I'm going to be praying for you?
Yes.
And then we don't do it?
We don't do it.
So
right.
you know what I've started to do? Because I felt very convicted of that. If I was going to say it or write it to somebody, I would do it right then. I would say, okay, God, I'm praying for that person right
yes.
now. I'd pray for them, and then I tell them that I'm praying for them
mm-hmm.
so that it was a truthful thing.
Right.
Because that is a very easy one to just say as a throwaway and then never do it.
That is a great tip, and I've actually done that.
Have you?
Especially in a situation where you may be on the phone or texting, someone tells you about something, hey, I'm going to pray for you. Stop right there.
Do it then.
And pray.
Yeah. And then you can legitimately tell them you're doing that.
Right.
Here are four lies that adults tell the most often. This is from a research report, and I thought these were really interesting. The first one is we often lie about our whereabouts. If we've overslept, we might say, oh, we were at the coffee shop and we got stuck in line. I think a lot of times when there's things going on in a marriage and somebody doesn't want you to know where they are, they can say, oh, I was with so-and-so, or I was with mm-hmm. a friend, and they might be somewhere else or doing something they're not supposed to be doing. So that's pretty dangerous.
Well, you mentioned it earlier, traffic.
Yeah, the traffic one, that you right. were stuck in traffic and you might have been doing something else. Sometimes we lie about our preferences. Maybe somebody asks your opinion about something and you say, oh, yeah, that's just wonderful or that's great, rather than telling them what you really think. Be careful how you tell people your preferences. And if you say it sort of like, you know, that isn't my favorite, but I think it's nice, that would probably be a better way of doing it. And the one that drives me crazy is when you ask somebody, where do you want to go eat? And they go, I don't care. Wherever you want to go. And you know they care.
Mm.
Sometimes I'll do that with my husband. I'll say, I don't really care. And then he'll go, well, let's go for sushi. And I'll go, no, I don't want to do that. So I did have a preference.
Or let's go to so-and-so. Okay, that's fine. And then they complain the entire time they're there.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a preference, you should have said something.
You should have said something.
See, you're striking a nerve. We should move on.
Here's the third one. Sometimes, and people do this, mm-hmm. they lie about their income. Or
right.
their net worth. Maybe they're trying to impress a friend or a date or a classmate at a reunion or mm-hmm. something like that. You're sort of fudging on the numbers and making yourself sound a little bit better than you are. And then the fourth one is your age. I don't want to lie about it. If somebody asks me, I will tell them the truth.
Right.
But people lie all the time about how old they are. And they think it's not a big deal.
Well, don't lie about it. Just don't tell them.
I know. And then here's one that wasn't on the survey,
mm-hmm.
but it is a very big one. A lot of times we lie about our weight. I do this conference where I deal with body image.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things I do is I have everybody stand up in the conference. And I've done this with thousands of women in an auditorium. I tell people, I want you to sit down if you've ever lied about your weight. I'm not kidding. Like a third of the audience goes down.
Yeah.
So that one is one that we don't like to talk about.
Are men conscious of the weight?
I don't know. Men have sat down. I've done it in mixed company, but mm-hmm. not as much. Men have other things that they may be a little bit more upset about. But for women, you don't ask a woman her weight.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know why people ask it to begin with. But
it does not matter.
But sometimes you have to give it. So why do we lie? For lots and lots of reasons. And there is a list of reasons that I have that we've put together. The first one is that we lie to avoid punishment. This begins early on in a child's life. And children have to grow in their moral development. Their moral development just doesn't happen at the beginning. It happens as they get older and as they grow. And you have to teach kids, because early on, a lot of kids will say, "No, I didn't take the cookies. No, he did it, not me." And you have to teach them that this is wrong and that is considered lying. Label it.
It's amazing how fluently a young kid can lie.
I know. It comes so quickly.
Right.
And part of that is we're born with a sin nature. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get punished. It's a natural instinct to try to avoid something that's fearful or threatening to you. You have to make sure that you're training your kids and you're labeling that early on. Mm-hmm. And adults do the same thing. We sometimes lie because we know we're going to get in trouble. Another reason that we lie is that lies can be like aggression in some cases. Mm-hmm. Think about that. If we're really upset with somebody and we're angry with somebody, we want to harm them. If we just tell a lie to that person, and maybe we can push them around or bully them a little bit, or we can get somebody to buy something or to do what we want them to do, we can really get aggressive with lying.
And you can hurt someone's feelings too. Saying something to them that's not necessarily true, but if they take it as the truth, it would hurt. Then, you know,
that's a form of aggression as well. It's hard not to think of salesmen, mm-hmm. car salesmen. These are the guys who are really aggressive with lies.
Right.
And they just come at you and you're thinking, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the third one that we're thinking about is sometimes we lie to get power. And boy, we can see that all through history.
Right.
Where there were lie upon lies, where people would move up in empires and get more power, and they feel superior, they're putting other people down in line, and we see that certainly in the political discourse that is all around us. I just went to the U.S. Holocaust Museum,
mm-hmm.
but it was powerful.
Right.
And what was so stunning about going through that museum was the way that Hitler was lying to people,
yeah.
and the things that they were doing, and people were just accepting this and not challenging him. You can have people with power lying and pressing people. This is what totalitarianism is all about in political regimes. Another one is sometimes we just lie because we want to look good. Sometimes we want to play a joke on somebody and have fun with people and do all kinds of stuff, but we're really being deceptive when we do that. We have to be careful about that. I think one of the most difficult ones is trying to make ourselves look like we're better than we are, because we mm-hmm. just have a real sense in ourselves that we're not really measuring up in life. And so we try to make ourselves look better. Don't you think that's a lot of what's going on with social media?
And I think in some way we want to believe the lie that we're telling people.
And so we're photoshopping ourselves. We're not putting mm-hmm. up pictures that really look like us. We're trying to make it sound like we have this fabulous life where nothing goes wrong. We always post the good stuff, not the bad stuff. There is a real temptation in our culture to sidestep the truth and to make ourselves look better. We really want to be careful with this. We're going to look in the last segment what the Bible has to say about that. But we also want to be careful, because lying can be so damaging in our relationships. We're lying to our kids. They don't trust us. The root of the biggest problem in relationships is that when you are dishonest, you are creating distrust in a relationship. And trust is the foundation of all relationships. If there's deceit, that creates betrayal. One of the reasons people come into therapy is because they feel like they've been betrayed by somebody and they don't feel like they've been trustworthy. We're hearing that in the political arena as well, with some of the candidates, where people are saying, "I feel like this candidate just lies all the time,
right.
and I don't trust them." We don't want to be in relationships with people who lie. So it's really important, as we go into the scriptural part of this later on, we want to impress with you that just because the culture does this this is not something we want to do.
Well, at this point, Dr. Linda has drawn the line between a little white lie and what is just simply not the truth. So when we come back, as Dr. Linda said, we'll take a look at what Scripture says about telling lies right here on the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Hey folks, Chris Weigel here to let you know Dr. Linda's on Instagram. Follow her at Dr. Linda Mental.
Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder what is normal and how do I best impact my child and his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World will give you this confidence, the confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Available on Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, and available online where books are sold.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mental offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. We've been discussing the downside to little white lies. And what we're learning today is that there is really no upside to lying, no matter what the color is.
That's right, whether it's black or white right. or little or big or whatever it is. And we need to not take Elsa from Frozen and just say, just let it go. And we're going to look at biblically what God says about lying. And this is not a lightweight subject in the Bible. God is very specific about the directives he gives about lying. And lying is clearly a sin. Here's the thing. We have to, like all things, speak the truth in love. That's part of the scripture, too. We want to be honest with people, but we don't want to do that in a way that is so brash and bold and just right in their face. So your question.
Does the dress make me look fat?
Yeah.
Right.
What would you say? You don't want to lie and say, oh, no, honey, it's great, because that's a lie. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to go, don't put that on. Yes, you look really fat. I think that would be wounding.
Right.
And terrible. But you could say something like, it's not my favorite dress on you. Mm-hmm. I don't think it flatters you like other dresses I've seen. So I've seen better ones.
Right.
Now, that is being truthful, but it's also being loving and kind in that response.
And then at that point, if you have put your best foot forward and said something that was honestly loving, if the person gets offended, that's something else to work on. But at least you did tell them the truth.
Yeah, I think you always err on the side of the truth, but thinking about how can I say this in a way that is kind. I'll give you another example. Sometimes in a relationship, we're having conflict. We need to talk about a complaint that we have in the relationship. But instead of doing it as a complaint, we do it as a criticism.
Right.
So we go, you, rather than the honest feeling, which is, hey, I'm really struggling with whatever that would be. Mm-hmm. That's a much better way to present our issue than to point fingers, to blame. We want you to be honest, but the way you do it is really important, and we always want to talk about how we do that. Let's go back a little bit, because lying is not new. It's been since the Bible has been around.
It's wired inside of us.
It is. We have a sin nature, and we need to recognize. And so no matter what you hear in the culture about if we just do the right thing, if people just let us go, we'll do the right thing. We'll always come out in the positive. That is so not true.
Right.
Our default is sin. and brokenness. If we go all the way back to Genesis, when Isaac lied to his new neighbors and said his wife had his sister, that story goes on and on. Abraham does it too. It's like they're all telling lies about who their wife is. And they're all saying that this is their sister instead of their wife. So way back in the beginning with Abraham and Isaac, those lies were being told. In Genesis, the story of Jacob and Esau and the mother, who's going to get the best blessing? Well, they lie. They go in and they do this whole deceitful thing, present one brother instead of the other brother, and it's a complete lie. And then the worst one was the story of Ananias and Sapphira, where they lied about how much money they got in a land deal, and they dropped over dead. My parents told me that story.
I heard a preacher on the radio one time from a small church out in the country somewhere talking about Ananias and Sapphira.
Sapphira. Well, they dropped over dead, no matter what their names were, right?
God dealt with them very harshly.
He did.
And it was a lie they told.
Yeah. If we look at Scripture, Proverbs 14:5, a faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Colossians 3:9, do not lie to one another. That's pretty straightforward. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And now we're being transformed and we have Christ in us. Exodus 29, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. We know where that comes from. It's the Ten Commandments. Yeah. Revelation 21:8, and this one is a little frightening. It says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. Look at the list that they're thrown in with.
Right, yeah.
They shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. God is very serious about lying. Liars will burn in the lake of fire. This is not something to mess with and allow the culture to influence your thinking to think this is no big deal. If you have a problem with this and you're listening, just repent. Ask Jesus to come into your life if you don't know him. But if you have Christ in you, ask the Holy Spirit to give you the power to overcome that and to not tell a lie, no matter what is going on, no matter what those reasons were that we talked about for not telling the truth, to go ahead and speak that truth in love. And our God, who is gracious and merciful to all of us, will be pleased with you. He will take your sin and it will be gone and forgotten, and he will help you speak the truth in love. We want to make sure that we understand lying is not ever little. It's not ever white. That's all the time we have for today, Chris. We could have done a whole lot more with that topic, but we're going to stop right here. Many thanks to our producer, Pam Miller, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, our post-producer, Chris Underation. Thanks, of course, to you, my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes the show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, remember, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
The Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.